from the Department of Surgery at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Welcome to the Surgery Set. I'm Jonathan Kohler, your host. This week, we're very pleased to be bringing you a special edition of the Surgery Set. We're covering a story that's been buzzing all over social media in the past few weeks. Typically, we record our podcast months in advance, as you've probably noticed, but with this episode, we just couldn't wait. Earlier this month, The New Yorker released their annual Health, Medicine, and the Body issue, and the cover, which was created by a French artist named Malika Favre, shows four women in blue doctor scrubs looking down over an operating table. And one of our endocrine surgeons here, Susan Pitt, saw that cover at a conference and decided to try and recreate it with three of her colleagues. And then she posted it to Twitter with the hashtag #ILookLikeASurgeon. Soon enough, her post began to spread, and there have since been hundreds of female surgeons around the country and around the world recreating this image to help bring visibility to female surgeons around the globe. It's really quite amazing, and we had a wonderful long discussion. Unfortunately, we had some audio issues, and so we're only able to bring you the first 7 or 8 minutes of the talk, but that should give you a sense of the full degree of spread of this remarkable thing. And what we went on to talk about was how this is just the start of a bigger movement to really bring equality and increase diversity in the world of surgery. It's all incredibly exciting. I urge you to go to our website where you can see some example images and also get linked in to Susan Pitt's Twitter account where you can find out a lot more about what's going on. Also, I can't recommend enough the hashtag #ILookLikeASurgeon, which is where a lot of this all stemmed from. So without further ado, here's our interview with Susan Pitt, viral superstar. So welcome to the Surgery Set podcast.
Thank you. World famous
Susan Pitt.
I wouldn't call myself world famous, but you know, everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame and I just happen to get mine.
Yeah, it's been a week of 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah, it's been pretty insane.
So just kind of take me through, like, what happened?
Yeah, you know, I saw the cover of The New Yorker, and it, you know, it's dated April 3rd, but it came out around March 29th or so. So I was going through Facebook, and I saw it, and it's just visually stunning to me. I love the colors in it, and, you know, it took me even a minute to realize that these were four females on the cover and a female surgical team. And I immediately was like, how cool would it be to make a real life version? And so I wasn't in the OR again for a week because we had our national conference for endocrine surgeons. And I was at the conference discussing this with a few other people. And they were like, well, let's just do it here. No masks, no scrubs. Like, you know, let's take the picture. So we took the picture and I posted it. I tagged, you know, a hashtag I look like a surgeon already existed.
So, and that actually started here, right? Or
no, it started in the wake of hashtag I look like an engineer when there were a lot of people in the STEM fields who were upset with gender equity. So it started in 2015, went viral back then. So I tagged that, and then the people who were involved in that, who I know would really enjoy it, also who happen to have, you know, 10 to 20,000 followers on Twitter. So it just happened that from there it really spread, but it took almost a week before it went truly viral. You know, we would get a couple pictures a day, and the weekend sort of before it went viral on Twitter, a plastic surgery resident from California posted it on Facebook, and over the course of the weekend, it got 67,000 likes. But it was posted in like a private group, not, you know, for the public.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's when I realized, oh my, this is like powerful.
Yeah.
And we had come up, once we realized that people were picking it up, we got our first international response from Saudi Arabia only a few days after we had posted it. And that's when we realized that this could go, you know, big. And so we started hashtag New Yorker OR cover challenge. And I don't even...
So that was after it had already sort of like had a little bit of motion.
Yeah, so I posted it on like a Monday night, and I don't think we started the hashtag till like Wednesday or Thursday when we realized that this was going to be noticed more broadly. And I don't even know enough about Twitter to know that I should have started a hashtag. And so the first person to respond was from Columbia University. Her name's Marissa Bach, and she was like, we need a hashtag. How's this? And I was like, okay, sounds good.
Huh.
And she actually has a ton of media savvy. So she started one of these things called Storify, where you can write the beginning of the story and then it pulls in information automatically based on the hashtag from the different sources.
Yeah.
I never would have had the savvy to do that. And so that made that when the news started picking it up, they had a lot of the story. So they had fewer questions, I think, for me because they were able to already follow the timeline. I think in some ways, and it wasn't intentional because to me, this isn't about me, but it also allowed sort of me as the originator and first tweet to stay there because people could look at the timeline and it was all documented.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, oh, this just started some women surgeons. You know, it was like, this started by Susan Pitt at the University of Wisconsin. And just seeing my name kind of in print or in these articles from CNN and the Huffington Post, the New York Times, that was like totally blown away. You'd never expect to do that in your lifetime.
Right. So like you posted... The first one was a picture of just you at the conference, mm-hmm. like no overlights, whatever. Then you made one here.
Yes.
And that is the one I sort of see popping up a lot now.
Yeah, you know, that was done professionally and completely not intentionally. I was sitting in my office going, I have like an hour. Can anybody meet me in a half an hour in the OR? So I text all the female junior faculty, about 8 or 9 of us, and said, can anyone meet me in the outpatient OR right now? Because they usually have a room that doesn't run, that's empty in case they need to open it to get the day done faster. And so, you know, Angie Ingraham, Amy Liebert, Anna Rourke, and Emily Winslow all responded. They're like, I can do that at 12:30. And Amy happens to be really good friends with John Mancini, who's the, you know, professional photographer for
right.
UW Health. So she texted him and said, oh, are you available? So we just very impromptu in the course of, you know, an hour or two planned this.
Yeah.
And she got the photographer down there. And then our picture, I think, went very big because it was so well done.
Right, and you matched the tones of the original art. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's really cool looking.
Yeah. Well, and he did all of that, so he's got much more, you know, education and knowledge on how to do those. I've got my, like, 5 filters.
Right, yeah. It's like
on
Snapchat.
On my iPhone.
Yeah.
So
how viral is it? I mean, do you have a sense of the reach? Like, how many of these photos have been done now?
So it's hard to know exactly how many photos. You can use a company, I guess, called Simplar, which can tell you who is mentioned the most, who's been seen the most, you know, who's been most sort of influential, but it will tell you how many impressions there are, which is just how many times somebody saw a tweet that had the hashtag in it.
Okay.
So, you know, I probably did a couple thousand myself, so it's not indicative of the exact number, but that's like 117.9 million. I know.
Right. So
I just checked this morning.
120 million people have like seen this and have been involved in it. I mean, it's everywhere.
Well, right? And it was amazing because it peaked last Friday and there were nearly 3,000 original posts related to it. So they may or may not have had pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to keep track of it in every country. And when it exploded, it was too much. I could not keep up. And so I was worried that the weekend was going to completely just make it die down. But over the weekend, we had a lot of OBGYNs joined in at that point.
Oh, cool.
And we're still getting 1,000 new per day for the last couple of days. So,
wow.
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I just checked the stats.
Right. So. Amazing. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you.
The Surgery Set is a production of the Department of Surgery at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. This episode was produced by myself. It was audio engineered by Chris Hansen and edited by Alex Worley. Our theme song is On Wisconsin, arranged and produced by Jamie Schmidt. I encourage you to visit us at surgery.wisc.edu, where you can find links to Grand Rounds, free CME credits, and more. You can also check out the UW School of Medicine and Public Health Video Library for a wide range of medical education resources at videos.med.wisc.edu. In addition, you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And of course, you can follow us on social media. You can like our Facebook page and also find us on Twitter at Wisc Surgery, as well as me at J.E. Kohler. Please feel free to let us know how we're doing, and especially let us know if there are topics you'd like us to cover. Thanks, and we hope you check back soon.